Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction, member FDIC, by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission, and by America's Navy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll preview the Mids in East Carolina with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, and we'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll also get you up to date on what's happening around the yard and all of the Olympic sports that are going on and tell you who's going to be playing home over the weekend so you can come on out and see some great Navy action. But the Mids in East Carolina promises to be a good one. They've played some entertaining games in the past. The last three, 76-35, 38-35, and 56-28. Well worth your entertainment dollar. Coming up next, we'll discuss Navy East Carolina with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Rolls-Royce salutes the mighty midshipmen, ironclad competitors who represent strength, confidence, and a tradition of distinction, the same qualities that define Rolls-Royce Naval Marine. It's why more than half the navies in the world choose Rolls-Royce for their propulsion systems. Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina, joined now by head coach Ken Niumatalolo. You all have played some real entertaining football games with East Carolina. You've really played. I think if you're a fan, you have to like what this rivalry has produced since you all have really got back after each other here in the triple option era. Just what has it been overall that has allowed these games to be, entertaining, certainly from a fan standpoint, but in a couple of cases, you all have been fortunate to get some turnovers and put up 76 and 56. Even when you lost a couple years ago, it was 38-35. Why such a high entertainment value with these two teams?
You know, I think, you know, offensively, they're, you know, two teams that, you know, are able to put some points on the board. But like you said, we were able to score a lot of points because we were able to get some turnovers that helped us, you know, especially in these games where possessions are huge. And we played well. You know, I don't know what the reason was, but the three times we played them, even when we lost, we played well. And we know we're going to have to play well again.
It's a real physical group. It's just, I think, as you and I were talking earlier, it's as physical an East Carolina team as we've probably seen. And that's been important because they've had some quarterback issues at the end of camp. But, boy, the new guy has stepped right in, and the Southpaw has been firing here on all cylinders through the first two games for the Pirates.
Well, I thought I would have a nice, relaxing weekend last weekend, but to watch them play ECU, play Florida in the Swamp, toe-to-toe, you know, mano y mano, and they didn't look out of place and didn't back down. It didn't make the rest of the weekend so good, you know what I mean? Just, but they are a very, very physical football team.
I think it kind of reminded me a little bit of when you all played South Carolina, and I think people have a perception of what these games are supposed to be about. But I think at times, in this case, the American Athletic Conference team doesn't necessarily get the credit, because as you've often said, you know, when you show up on Saturday, both teams are trying to win the football game. And I think ECU did a great job of erasing perception. As we've seen all around college football the first 2 weeks, it doesn't matter what's supposed to happen. You still have to go out and win the football game. How much as a coach does that scare you at times, especially when you're the team that, quote, is supposed to win the football game?
You know, you just look at this past week, you know, Toledo and Arkansas, you know what I mean? You know, just the huge upset there. But everybody's got really good strength coaches. Everybody now with the new rules on being able to feed your student athletes. I mean, guys are eating so much better than they have in the past. So everybody's big and strong and fast. Everybody's athletic. Everybody's got good coaches. And so this is a competitive deal. It's what I told our team and our coaching staff, but there's 125 people playing Division I football. It's a competitive deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I told guys, I mean, if you become a lawyer, it's really hard to become a lawyer and to get your law degree. But there's thousands of lawyers and thousands of firms all over the place. But there's only 125 Division I football teams, and all of them have the resources to perform at their optimal. So, you know, we gotta do everything we can to compete, because it's hard.
What's been the most important thing over this two-week period here for you and a staff to try, as you always say, you know, how much do you go? How hard do you go day by day to try and make sure you're peaking again? It's almost like playing a first game all over again this week.
I try to keep our practice shorter just so that we're not beat up. Because I think one thing that can happen when you got a week off, you should get some rest, you know, because football is a physical game. And so try to rest physically, but I didn't want to get out of shape. So even though our practices were short, I just wanted them up-tempo, not only to get ready for up-tempo teams that we're going to see in East Carolina and the rest of the teams in our conference, but I want to make sure we're in great physical condition, but also we're not, you know, beat to crap too when we tee it up.
How good is it to have at least now the decision to make with Blaze Ryder being back in the rotation, getting reps? Because as Ivan and I talked about offensively, depth sometimes, and especially on the offensive line, can be a problem. But, boy, what a nice problem you all have right now, being able to insert him back into the rotation up front. Just thoughts on what you've seen from him in these practices leading up to this.
He's worked extremely hard in offseason to get to this point. You know, he, along with our trainers, you know, Jim and Dee and our strength staff with Coach Brass and Coach Fitz and Coach, you know, Miller, have done a great job in getting him to this point. I mean, he's way ahead of schedule. But he looks like the typical Blaze. Smart, savvy, tough, and we're glad he's back.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week against the Pirates.
Thanks, Pete.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina. The Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, continues in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina, joined now by offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. The last three games against the Pirates, 76, 35, and 56. What do you have to do to get similar numbers, which should at least give you a chance to win the football game on Saturday?
Well, the formula doesn't change. You know, take care of the football, obviously. Possess the ball and drive. You know, we got to wear them down. We got to impose our will on them. You know, we know we're a physical football team, and sometimes teams don't want to play because of that factor. You know, so we've got to impose our will on them. You know, go out there and try to run as many plays as we can. We want to turn the tempo up some, you know, and kind of get after them, kind of give them a taste of what they're used to seeing, but at the same time, it's a different style of football. So take care of the football, you know, and obviously drive the football and score touchdowns, you know, and that should give us a chance.
Two completely different animals when you look at them on tape.
week one, an FCS opponent like Towson, mm-hmm. and then this past week, an SEC opponent mm-hmm. in Florida. Just a general takeaway from what you've seen from them, and obviously to an advantage maybe even for them. They've played two games, so now they've got at least another week of film that they can correct on their own end to get ready and try and play you guys.
Well, it's definitely for us, you know, having a bye week after our first game. It's a little different for us. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to complain about it. We just want to continue to you know, rep and practice and do what we do in practice. Now, for them, it's definitely been a huge advantage for those guys, having two games under their belt, two physical games, really, because Towson really got after them up front. And Florida, you know, Florida was a big physical team from the SEC. So, again, we have our work cut out for us, you know. But for us, again, it's going to keep it the same for us to go out there and play our style of football. But also, you know, going to this game, understand that these guys are ready to play. You know, we've definitely, you know, have had our way as far as moving the football against these guys. We know that it's going to be a challenge for those guys. They've worked on us, you know, during the spring and the fall, so they'll be prepared. You know, again, having two games under their belt, be able to go back and correct their film, definitely will help those guys. But for us, you know, we're going to go out and do our style of play and do what we do and see how they line up, of course, how they're going to defend us and adjust and go from there.
What's been the biggest thing over these 2 weeks that you've had to get ready for this game in terms of, A, correcting what you had from week one on tape, but then obviously trying to continue to progress, move forward, even add to the package as you go into game number two?
Well, it's you know, mainly what we do in a week off is kind of focus on us. You know, we can kind of have an idea how people are going to line up. But when you look at it, you know, Pete, it's all about, you know, taking care of ourselves. Because, you know, again, I look at a game like last year, South Alabama. We went to that game not even knowing what they're going to line up in. We thought we had an idea, repped it all week long, got into a game that came out in the odd front. You know, and what we did, we just adjusted, you know, put on our eye front game plan and went and played, you know. So, you know, when we have these bye weeks, it's kind of just we sit back and focus on what we need to get good at. One, ball security, obviously, taking care of the football, but also just our schemes and kind of looking through everything we do with a fine-tooth comb and going back and making sure that our plans are clear, our concepts are clear, our schemes are clear, so our kids understand that. Because, again, when our kids' minds are clear, we can play fast. When we play fast, we're pretty good, you know. So that's kind of our approach.
When you talk about somebody coming out, in this case, you rep one thing all week, and then obviously they show you something different. I know it's for you all, it's easy to say we just do something else, but how mm-hmm. hard is that to make that adjustment on the fly, mm-hmm. considering guys have pretty much got something locked in their mind all week, and then all of a sudden, hey, we got to go back to this plan, mm-hmm. maybe that we ran against this team,
exactly.
and get everybody's mind and, you know, mind and body cooperating mm-hmm. together in a hurry, because you never know how many possessions you're going to get in a game.
Well, it's not easy, and I must say it's not hard either. But at the same time, you know, it's something that we try to pride ourselves on, and just going back to our basics. We feel we have rules. We try to teach our kids our rules so that they understand that, you know, and we go out and we practice and we try to give them every look that we possibly can give them, you know. But it just goes back to our rules and again, just being able to play fast. Our schemes are, we make sure that we can do it against every look, you know. So again, they're, you know, and far as a play call, you got to call plays that we can run against every look. But also, you got to add this. We got a quarterback now that has seen it all, you know. So really, don't really worry about that anymore. If they come out with something different, Keenan will see it. He will adjust, you know. And if it's something that he hadn't seen, we'll talk about it. But hopefully, I'm pretty sure that he would have seen what they do, and he'll be able to adjust and get us in the right play.
How good is it to have, at least now on the offensive line, the word "or" attached to Blaze Ryder at the mm-hmm. the center position? Because as good as you got in week one, mm-hmm. the fact that you have another guy capable at his size to get into that rotation is only going to make you guys better. Your thoughts on how things may shake out up front coming up on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it's always good to have depth, you know, and Blaze has looked really good in practice. Is he ready to go? You know, it's going to be a decision, you know, sometime later, but made this week. But he does look good, you know, and again, it puts a smile on my face, on Coach Ingram's face, all of our faces have a guy back in. But Brandon has a game under his belt, you know, and some experience, you know. So if Blaze is not ready, you know, we'll go back to Brandon and I'll be ready to go. But again, I mean, it definitely helps, you know, having him out there as leadership. You know, he's been out there yelling at guys and kind of getting guys going, you know, and I'm sure that he's itching at getting back out there, you know. But again, hopefully we'll find out, you know, by tomorrow this week that if he'll be ready to go. If he is, great. If not, we'll just adjust and go from there.
When you think back to the beginning of this triple option era, mm-hmm. could you have ever imagined the quality of depth that you all would have in this program as you all have now, and to be able to sustain mm-hmm. success? Everybody can win once in a while and things of that nature. You can accidentally win a couple of football games, but mm-hmm. to be able to recruit the kind of depth you all have mm-hmm. where you've been able to sustain success in an offense, which people, you know, there are sometimes people telling mm-hmm. kids, hey, you can't necessarily achieve your goals in that offense.
Exactly. It's definitely been, it's been a pleasure having, you know, having kids who've come in and bought into our system, you know, but at the same time, our coach have really worked hard and getting out on the road and recruiting guys, you know, but again, our first year here, you know, and looking back, it's kind of weird. We're watching, the 2004 Emerald Bowl, you know, and just where we are now, we're so much more athletic, you know, and again, we were good back then, not taking up with my kids back then, but we are so much more athletic, and it's just weird to look at that, but we're a good football team back then. I think we won 9 games that year, you know, so.
And you held the ball for almost an entire quarter against another team.
An entire quarter, you know, so, but it's just good to sit back and watch the fruits of your labor pay off. You know, recruiting is very, very important here for us, any program, you know, but here definitely because of the nature of the school. We're just trying to get kids to come here and buy into it and want to stay. You know, it's been a tough fight, but at the same time, you know, we found a way to get it done. We found a way just to persevere and get kids who want to, you know, who want to play against the big boys. We sold our product to these kids. You know, we went out, sat in their homes and sold the product to them, and they bought into it, you know, and they're here, and it's paying off for us.
That's a heck of an education, that's for sure.
No doubt.
Appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Always, boss.
Nobody coaches option quarterbacks better. Ivan Jasper and his Navy offense likely getting a big piece at center with Blaze Ryder back this week as the Mids get set for East Carolina. Going to be an entertaining one, that's for sure, as the Pirates come to town. Good offense, we'll talk about that when we return with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Buffalo Wild Wings' Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Constellation recognizes Navy football as a leader on the field. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort, and at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Orbital ATK is the partner you can count on to deliver affordable and innovative aerospace and defense products. From rocket boosters and satellites, advanced propulsion, and sophisticated fusing to surface cannons and the Navy's advanced anti-radiation guided missile, Orbital ATK puts the power in naval power.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina. Joined now by defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And this group has always had skilled people. Every time you all have ever played them, they've seemingly had skilled people coming from every direction. Your thoughts overall on what you've seen on tape from this group over the first two games?
None of that has changed. They have a ton of skilled receivers. They have a really good tight end. Two really good running backs, so the skill positions are still intact. That hasn't changed. I think their offensive line is, very physical. They're big, strong. They do a nice job of picking up blitzes, and I think they're a really good football team offensively.
A sign, obviously, where they had some things happen at the quarterback position over the last couple of weeks of camp and leading into the first game. Just the thoughts on what you've seen, because obviously at the beginning of the year, really the only thing you can get on these particular players is what you've seen in the first two games. Your thoughts on what you've seen, especially from the quarterback?
I think the quarterback, it gets better every rep he takes. Against Towson, he was good and he made the right throws, but I thought against Florida he really came into his own. I mean, he made quick decisions. He got rid of the ball. He was under a lot of pressure and kept his composure. I think he's going to turn into be a really, really good quarterback.
In the games where
we have gotten away from them. You all have done a good job of turning them over. And when you haven't, they've been really knocked down, drag out affairs right down to the end. What has it been about them and certainly about us that has really turned into some entertaining football games, quite frankly, for a fan that's watching it when we play East Carolina?
We've lucky, I don't know what you'd call it. The one game down there, we had three straight turnovers, which got us ahead. And, you know, we were able to then be a little more relaxed, play a little bit more carefree, I guess, a little more blitz, mm-hmm. a little more, do a few more things. So, you know, it's sort of the momentum changed. And when it changes that drastically, sometimes it's hard to get it back if you're on the other end of it. The other games, they didn't turn the ball over, and, you know, they didn't get penalties. They were shootouts. So I'd like to have one of the other kind if we can get it.
No doubt. Over the 2 weeks now that you've had to prepare, with so much time to get some things done, what has been the most important thing in your mind to get done with this defense, even though you've only had one game under your belt, but to obviously get ready for what is going to be a great opponent on Saturday?
Just, again, going back, refining some of our rules and, you know, with some of the changes that we've made, making sure that we're all on the same page, making sure the players are on the same page. We're not trying to create anything new. We're just trying to get better at what we do. So that was the biggest part the last 2 weeks, of just making sure we keep refining what we're trying to do.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids getting set for the East Carolina Pirates coming up on Saturday. Our coverage begins on the Navy Radio Network at 2:35. Kickoff is slated for just after 3:30 from Annapolis at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Coming up, lots more going on around the yard. We'll tell you what that's all about. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete Medhurst. The Mids this week, of course, taking on East Carolina in their first ever game in a conference, in the American Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, the service academies, they are both on the road this week, as Air Force takes a 2-0 mark into East Lansing, Michigan to take on the Michigan State Spartans, while Army takes its 0-2 mark on the road to play Wake Forest. They, of course, last week losing to UConn. Mids will be at UConn next Saturday. Our Service Academy update is presented by USAA. Mids and Army coming up certainly on December the 12th in Philadelphia. We hope to have you there with that. And, of course, in Annapolis, it's October 3rd for Air Force and Navy in the first leg of the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. This week's Rolls-Royce team recognition coming up between the first and second quarters of Saturday's game will be the women's crew team, Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence. In addition to, of course, a great football game coming up on Saturday at 3:30 as Navy takes on East Carolina, brought to you by the Navy Mutual Aid Association, the first ever Nitro Circus at halftime. Members of the Nitro Circus, including Annapolis native Travis Pastrana, will be signing autographs and have a bike display in the north end of the stadium. Admission is $38 for reserved seating and $20 for standing room only. Purchase tickets online at NavySports.com or by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or at the ticket office on the day of the game. Men's soccer takes on St. Joe's 7:30 on Saturday night. Meet the Mids. Stay after the game for Meet the Mids. You can come meet the 2015 Navy men's soccer team. Get autographs and take pictures with your favorite players. Show your Navy versus ECU football ticket stub and receive free admission to the game. It's also family night out. For $30, a family can get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. It's also youth night with all kids 18 years old and under invited to attend the game and receive a free pom-pom while supplies last. Women's soccer team takes on St. Francis on Sunday at 3 p.m. It'll be a blue it out day. Turn Glen Warner Soccer Facility completely navy blue by wearing the right color on game day. It's also Navy Federal Credit Union Day. All NFCU members receive $5 admission to the game when they show their NFCU debit cards or credit cards at the ticket office on game day. Great Kristen Dickman Invitational last week at Naval Academy. Navy volleyball in Maryland, a spirited 5-set match, finally won by the Terrapins. But what a great weekend to honor the late Kristen Dickman, the former Navy volleyball player. And there was some terrific volleyball played there. George Washington, Texas Tech, Maryland, and Navy all a part of it. Great to have those teams, and it was really an honor to bring you those matches on the Patriot League Network, powered by Campus Insiders. It's going to be a good Navy volleyball team again this year. And for all the information about Navy volleyball and all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy, go to www.navysports.com. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. We look forward to having you with us on Saturday starting at 2:35 as Omar Nelson, Joe Miller join me for all the action of Navy in East Carolina. And don't forget, on our Annapolis affiliate, we'll be doing it again this year, the fifth quarter show. It'll be on 1430 WNAV following each and every network broadcast. We'll take you down to the press conferences. You'll hear from Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo in full following the game coming up on Saturday as part of the Navy fifth quarter festivities. Until then, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week on the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Orbital Alliant Tech Systems, the partner you can count on, by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football, and by Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.